in the car industry, you know, they have been for several years now. But you're right. I believe it's Remington that's up in North Alabama. And, man, they've put a positive impact on that. So, you know, I will say this, folks. You get a chance, make sure and support those guys.
That's right.
But, yeah, Alan, it's just the gun sales have been phenomenal. What would you say, the last 4 years?
Last year we had a little hiccup, and it all, you know, everybody has an opinion. Like, we all got noses, and some smell different than others. But the economy kind of had put a little crunch on discretionary spending, and our sales and stuff slowed down. But we seem to be going strong back the first of this year, and we're looking for a great year in the gun show and gun sales arena and sporting goods. We just hope that it continues on. And anything, you know, this is a political year. It's an election year, and you know, we all know that there's going to be a lot of confusion out there. Just think twice and let's hear what what they're saying. But understand this: the worst case scenario can only happen with our approval.
That's right. That's right, Alan. Well, hopefully we're all going to stay positive and we're going to keep on going the way we've been going. And we hope that you have a great gun show today and tomorrow. And, of course, folks, if you miss this one, don't worry. There'll be another one coming back at us pretty soon. So I know you're coming to Montgomery, what, 4 times a year now? 6 times?
We do.
Four times?
We're down at the Multiplex. It'll be in February, June, September, and November. And then, of course, our Alcazar Shriners, we're hosting our show. The Alcazar Shriners gun shows are January and July. We had a great show in January. We're looking for another one in July. And, you know, that is another organization that I can just can't beat the drum too hard about. It's just we have such a wonderful, wonderful mission with the Shriners and our orthopedic and burn children.
Yes,
and so it just, you know, there's lots of opportunities to come relax and enjoy and be in a good environment.
Yes, sir. Well, be sure and tell our dear friend that comes by our booth every time that we're there. He always gives us a Civil War bullet, lead bullet. And you tell him hello and good morning for us, please.
Don't think you're going to get it today, guys. that's another story, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we'll have to follow up on that one. It sounds like as soon as you get well, you call me and we'll go have a lunch.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. You know, me and free food,
that's right.
Go along together.
Yeah.
We go really. Listen, I got had some good news the other day. Talked to a friend of mine, and he has a very good deer processing facility over just north of Tallahassee over there. And Roger Brown was telling me that his workload increased over 100 deer this year. So
really?
It must have been something out there.
Yeah, you know, it really was. It really heated up there towards, I say heated up, it really got hot and got a lot better right there at the end of the deer season. So the last, I'd say, 3 weeks were really just phenomenal. Weather was good.
Selling some big deer, too.
Yeah, there's definitely the state's going in the right direction. We just hope they don't screw it up and listen to the politicians. So
yeah, boy.
I think, Steve, if we want to talk about big deer, I guess we need to talk about your cohort. Every time I see him, he's sitting there behind some big old studly deer with a gigantic rack.
Uh-oh, his head's getting bigger.
Who kills all of them? Who shoots those deer for him?
I don't know who shoots them, but he makes a good picture with them.
Oh, don't he, though?
Steve does my tracking, and I just pay Steve to go out and set up my tree stands, lock-ons, let him do do the scouting for me, and I just get to go up there and sit and harvest a deer.
Yeah, because Steve pretty would simple. Go, if I had to just sit there and sit and wait on a deer, Steve would go bonkers.
Well, see, you're the engineer, though, Rob. You know, the train can't leave the station until you throw that little switch.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad I got a good switch to pull, too. Steve does a good job for me.
Well, Alan, we sure hope you get to feeling better. I know everybody down there is going to miss you. And, you know, next time we'll be there, you'll be there. And you know they're going to have a better show if all of us are there.
Oh, wonderful. Can't help but.
That's right.
Hey, man, appreciate you calling. Yep. Folks, y'all get out there and attend that gun show. Thank you, Alan.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Alan Daniels. Folks, down at the Multiplex today and tomorrow. It opens at 9 today, and then tomorrow open at 10 and close out at 4 tomorrow.
That's right. Alan Daniels is a fine American right there.
Man,
y'all need to go support
him. He is a good fella, man. Been very community involved. Alan's just a good guy.
Yeah, just can't say enough good things about him.
Hey, I want to tell you about something. Rob, if you had the chance to go have dinner with Hank Parker, would you jump on it?
I really would, yeah.
You know, Hank Parker is coming to town.
He's very popular here in the South.
Absolutely.
Across the nation as far as that goes.
In Cast and Blast Outdoors and Great Southern Outdoors, we're going to give somebody a chance. We're going to give a couple a chance to have dinner with Hank Parker on April the 13th.
Okay.
We're going to invite you to come down to Great Southern Outdoors on April the 13th, that afternoon. We're going to give you a round of sporting clays. Then that night, we're going to have a dinner with Hank Parker and several celebrities from in-state, such as Dan Moultrie, others.
Nice.
Others. In-state celebrities, Steve, Rob, Killer.
Now you're going big time.
But we're going to give you a chance mainly to have dinner with Hank Parker.
Sure. Are his sons coming?
I'm not sure about his sons, but Hank is coming.
Okay.
He is doing, and Great Southern Outdoors on the 14th are doing a charity sporting clay event for the Alabama Sheriff Youth Ranches. It's going to be a big, big event. The Alabama Sheriff Youth Ranches have combined with Great Southern Outdoors. They're putting on this event. You can go to their webpage, the Alabama Sheriff Youth Ranches, I'm sure, and see this event if you would like to participate. But Hank Park will be there. But we are going to give somebody a chance to come eat dinner with Hank Parker.
Nice.
April 13th. Now, all you got to do, it's going to be on Cast and Blast Outdoors Facebook page. And all you got to do is get on there and like Cast and Blast Outdoors, and your name will be put in.
Hank Parker's got the best outdoor hunting show, one of my favorite ones to watch, because he's always got something new going on. He's either fishing, hunting, and he's a family man, got his sons with him. I mean, he really produces a nice show.
Hank is a family man. I'm going to tell you what, you're right. His boys are involved with the business with him. A lot of folks, when you say Hank Parker, you think fishing. You think bass fishing because he is big at fishing. But I'm going to tell you now, he's converted over. He loves to deer hunt. He loves to turkey hunt. You've seen Come Here, Deer?
Thank you.
Come Here, Deer.
Come Here, Deer.
That's it. That's Hank Parker.
Yes, sir.
That's Hank Parker. He's still a good fisherman, though.
Yeah, I bet.
But he's going to be spending a few days down at Great Southern. He's going to be turkey hunting. He's going to be fishing. But we're going to give you a chance to eat dinner with Hank Parker.
Very good. I hope I'm included in on that deal.
We might let you come, Rob. We need somebody to park cars.
Park cars, I can do that.
Yes,
I can cook. I'm a good cook.
I know that. Hey, if y'all want to be a part of the show, you can call us 240-9230. Outside the Montgomery area, 1-800-239-9544. Beautiful Saturday morning. A little bit of cloud. It's going to burn off. Going to be a high 74 today. You're listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors on Sports Radio 740.
Wildlife Group is a nursery strictly dedicated to wildlife and the enhancement of its natural productive beauty. We grow trees that not only intensify the beauty of your surroundings, but also improve the productiveness of your land. It's always great to plant trees. Here's a few good reasons why. Long-term food source for all wildlife. Enhance aesthetics. Increase property value. Provides nesting for birds and cover for all your animals. Planting trees and shrubs can turn your annual food plots into perennial habitat for all wildlife. Let the Wildlife Group turn your property into a premier trophy area. Give us a call at 334-724-9144. Or come by and check us out at County Road 53, Tuskegee.
All right, guys, gather around. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you're up against it. Yeah. It's going to be you against you. And who you going to be, huh? You're going to be that guy who missed it? No. You're going to be that guy who had to turn in early because he had to go to work in the morning? No, you don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy will never get to say, oh, I was there.
No, he won't.
That guy will never buy a round of Budweiser's for the whole bar. We love that guy.
Yeah, we do.
That guy is not the guy who strangers high five on the street. Boy, you got to go out. You got to crack open some ice-cold Buds and pass the love around. Because missing the greatest night of your life is just too
too much regret for any one man to carry. Why are you still sitting here? Great times are waiting. Grab some butts!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Auburn University Athletic Director Jay Jacobs is a leader on and off the field, serving as an advocate for Alabama children and providing a home through foster care. Come hear Jay and his wife Angie in person at Agape of Central Alabama's Connecting Hearts event, Tuesday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. Don't miss their inspirational story. Tickets are on sale now, with proceeds benefiting children who need a loving home of their own. Buy your tickets today at connectinghearts.org.
I can't believe that Susie has so much energy at 16.
Yep, she's my buddy. Makes me look forward to coming home after a hard day.
Are you still feeding her Nutrina dog food?
Yeah. Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center told me that most Nutrina dog food is made right here in Montgomery. Plus, it's only about $17 for a 50-pound bag.
I like that Nutrina has different types for maintenance, high energy, high protein, and professional for the working dog.
Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive. Call 365-5400.
If you're like a lot of people, your money runs out before the month does. If you need to make some extra cash to meet your household budget, call Buckmasters at 387-2621. If you'd like to talk about hunting and want to get paid for doing it, such as $8 to $15 per hour, then Buckmasters has the perfect job for you. Call Buckmasters at 387-2621. Full or part-time positions are available, and so is Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance. Call Buckmasters and start making extra money the easy way. 387-2621.
Let me ask you a question. Does getting a loan have to feel like you're bailing out the ocean with a spoon? In my 30 years of business, I've seen many people's dignity suffer in these economic times. But at Capital Pawn Shop, you come see me, and in less than 10 minutes, you can walk out with the cash. It can be simple. You don't have to feel like you're trying to stop a freight train from passing. You don't have to feel like you're turning December into June or that you're trying to lasso a quarter moon.
Get cash in a hurry without all the red tape at Capital Pawn.
Hi, this is Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing and Restoration. Capital City does small to large jobs with enough references to ease anyone about quality craftsmanship. Our sister company, Capital City Restorations, is your one-stop shop in construction that can take care of all of your remodeling needs, and you only have to deal with one contractor to handle everything. So if you plan on having any roofing or remodeling done, then give us a call today, 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
You ever think about investing in land? Real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free. And you can take your youngins hunting and fishing and talk about life. With more than 75 years of combined experience, National Land Realty specializes in timber, agriculture, and hunting recreational properties. Whether you're selling or purchasing, National Land Realty will use the latest technology and techniques to help you make the best decision. Give Jerry Joe Ingram a call at 300-4273 and check out their website at nationallandrealty.com.
Where are the big fish? Where are the big bucks, the big gobblers, the quail, and whatever game life that's in season? Let's find out from the guys who know. Steve Long and Rob Newman on Cast and Blast on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors this morning. Really do appreciate your time. We have a phone line open for you, so please give us a call at 240-9230, 240-9230.
57 degrees downtown Montgomery. A little cloudy out there, but don't worry, it's going to burn off. A lot of people like to burn off things, don't they, Rob?
Yeah, they do, especially this time of year.
Oh, yeah, especially, man.
Especially this time of year.
I guarantee you all these biologists and the game management folks are getting ready today to strike a match. You're going to strike a match, aren't you?
Yeah, if I get out of the CAB meeting in time.
You know, it's going to be interesting what goes on down there today. They're downtown at the State Auditorium and Conservation Advisory Board. Those guys are meeting. They're going to tell us what's good and not good.
I wonder if they're going to be talking about our turkey numbers and our the limit on turkeys. You know, in the past, it's been 5 turkey gobblers per year, per hunter. You know, it's 5 too many.
No.
Maybe?
No.
Maybe not?
I used to think it was. You know, Chuck and I talked about that a couple of times. And Ted DeVos put it better than anything. Two more gobblers is not going to put a dent in